Let's therefore persuade them through our actions. Many, even those who are uneducated, have left philosophically minded people in awe by demonstrating through their actions the philosophy of good deeds and communicating more powerfully than any trumpet with their way of life and self-restraint. This speaks louder than any words. But if I say, one should not hold a grudge, and then cause all sorts of harm to a non-believer, how can I expect to persuade him with my words while driving him away with my deeds? Let us then attract them with our way of life and use these souls to fortify the church and accumulate our spiritual wealth. Nothing can compare with a soul, not even the entire world. So, even if you give countless treasures to the poor, you won't have accomplished as much as someone who saves a single soul. For he who takes something valuable from something vile will be like my own words, he said. Granted, it's great to show compassion to the poor, but it's not nearly as meaningful as freeing them from falsehood. Whoever does this emulates Paul and Peter. We're allowed to continue their gospel, not by enduring famines, epidemics, and other hardships. These are times of peace, after all, but by demonstrating the diligence that comes from fervor. We can engage in this type of spiritual fishing without even leaving home. If you have a friend or family member or housemate, preach these truths to them and act accordingly. Then you'll be like Peter and Paul. And why do I limit it to Peter and Paul? You will be acting as a spokesperson for Christ, because he said, "He who draws out the valuable from the vile will be like my own words." If you can't convince your listener today, you might convince them tomorrow. Even if you never convince them, you'll fully receive your own reward. Even if you don't win over everyone, a few out of many, speak to everyone. Everyone will get their reward. God usually rewards us based on the intention behind our actions, not according to the outcome. Even if you give a modest offering, He will accept it. He will show the same grace to teachers as He did to the poor widow. So don't belittle saving a few lives just because you can't save the world, nor forsake minor achievements in pursuit of major ones. If you can't take responsibility for 100, take charge of 10. If not 10, then don't disregard even 5. If not 5, then at least 1. And if you can't influence even 1, don't despair or hold back from doing whatever you can. You know how traders make their profit from both gold and silver, right? If we appreciate the little things, we won't lose sight of the big ones. But if we dismiss the small ones, we'll struggle to grasp the bigger ones. It's through collecting small and large items alike that people become wealthy. Let's apply the same principle so we can be rich in all aspects and secure our place in the kingdom of heaven through the grace and love of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, along with the Holy Spirit, is to be praised, empowered, and honored by the Father, now and forever. Amen.